Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. How many times a week are you going now?
Two. But I need a gym.
I'm going three.
Weight sessions?
Weight and cardio. Fuck.
No wonder you got a fat ass.
Yeah, dude. But I need a fat ass. Fat-er ass.
I need to get back into it. I've been cancelling a lot of classes on ClassPass.
That's actually, oh, ClassPass. Mm. Yeah.
But how are you going to get that fat ass?
I don't know how I'm going to get that fat cancelling. Ass.
You ever had a fat ass?
Not much of a fat ass girl.
Well, that's cold.
Yeah, it is cold.
Do you want some?
Well, yeah, I've got her a glass. She's having some. I probably should have brought it to her for
us. It's meant to be day one.
Don't block her camera, dude. Get that fucking thing pouring. What are you doing? You'd be smarter than that.
Mm.
There you go.
Thanks so much.
You got to have you know, they say that most of an iceberg exists underneath.
Thank you. Day one.
The surface.
It's a good drop.
It's a good
drop. It's a good drop.
It's a good drop.
That's the colour you want of a rosé.
Yeah, it is. And it's... We've refined the colour. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Have a fucking go at that colour. Where am I? That is actually a joke.
Yeah.
If you want a rosé, that's your colour.
That's your colour.
You don't fuck around with anything else.
Would you call that salmon?
Well, you
could. I reckon you'd go light salmon.
Light salmon.
Or like we've also said, it's a little less sort of poetic in the description, but it's like, say you've had a fall and maybe you've like got a kidney issue, like maybe some blood in the urine.
What? The imagery that doesn't really sell rosé.
I was about to say, why the fuck would you refer to that?
He did it last year as well, and I don't know why you keep going back to like these weird crusts.
Our rosé partner sent a message being like, sure, okay, that's how you describe it.
You know how they have those like things being like, Sydney Herald described it as, it's like one of those.
Yeah. The colour
the food critic, yeah.
Yeah. Colour like kidney blood.
Mm. Oh, anyway. Well, cheers,
looks like
guys.
A urinary tract infection. Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Cheers. No,
it looks
like a light salmon pink.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining
to
me.
To us, Lulu.
To us.
Thanks for having
Cheers.
Us.
Cheers. Well, finally, I mean well.
Yeah, exactly. We've been waiting for this day.
Judge has left us.
Mm.
Now, Judge, he's had to dip away urgent matters.
Yeah.
So I've got the two big
Judge,
dogs.
Judge found out that he has a kid in Queensland he didn't know about, and he's got to go and be a dad.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Mm.
He's 3 years old.
Yeah, the kid's old.
Yeah.
The kid's well. I thought he might have even been older than that.
Listen, wrap up.
Yeah.
He's got no chin.
The kid has no. Well, that's how they knew. The kid sent him a photo and goes, Papa? And he's like, fuck, that's mine.
Yeah. It was pretty obvious.
That reminds me of that. What's it? Is it Meet the Fockers?
Great film.
Ben Stiller.
And his son is like identical
to him. Is that where he's like curly hair?
Yeah. And Robert De Niro's like, I'm going to fucking get you for this.
Yeah.
But it's not his son.
Oh,
identical.
Yeah. Where he thinks he's had a kid out of wedlock, and it's not actually his kid, but it looks identical.
And he tries to get him to do a paternity test, I think.
Yes, he steals a bit of Ben Stiller's hair.
Yeah, does he get him all like fucked up or something? Good film, Meet the Fockers,
phenomenal.
And Meet the Parents.
Yeah, what's I think it's Meet the Fockers, where he loses the cat, Jinxie, and then he finds his little scabby cat and paints its tail.
Parents. That's Meet the Parents, I think.
Is it the first?
And he tries to spray paint Jinxie's tail. Isn't it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, because I think he's gone over the house and it's like fuck up after fuck up, right? Yeah. And he's up on the roof trying to have a fucking lunger because everything's going wrong.
And he
lights the whole thing.
Floods the toilet, the shit.
Owen Wilson's shit all over in the backfield. And he's like the weird ex-boyfriend who the dad fucking loves.
Yes.
Surely that doesn't happen. We're like your parents are obsessed with the ex.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I guarantee you it does.
Yeah.
If you're a parent and you have this absolute stud come around who's dating your daughter and he's just a winner, right?
You
straight
just
up
get
winner.
On with it. Maybe you don't ever have a son and you're like, fuck, this guy is the man.
Finally, someone I can maybe call son one day, and then they break up and you leave, and then you just get this fucking loser who comes in. Who your daughter's happy, but you're like, dude, you're better than this guy.
I think about that regularly with my
That
girls.
Would happen all the fucking time.
You reckon
time.
You're the loser?
No, I'm like with my well, that I do. Now listen, my so mother-in-law sorry. Fucking certainly would probably say so, but I'm more like
she tells you to your face.
Yeah, she does. She like she's like you're not a handyman. Okay. I'm like no, I'm sorry.
You're not a loser.
Not a loser, okay. But like in their culture, I probably am because they're all like men can all do shit.
Mm.
But with my girls, I'm like, I hope I don't hate your boyfriends. Like you know what I mean? That'd suck.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got multiple daughters, you'll be comparing.
Yeah, you'll have one good and one shit. Will you be a scary dad? Where like they come to the door and you're like,
I'm not a scary person, but I'll have to try and be a little bit like I'll try and like. Push my Adam's apple.
You're gonna bad boy him?
I'm gonna just we get a gun maybe and open the door and see what's up. Oh yeah.
I have this like vivid memory of also let me just preface who's here first.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I haven't even told anyone who's listening. It's Hello Sport Boys, Eddie, Burmo. Cheers again.
Sup. Cheers.
Thank you for coming.
Our own studio.
I have this vivid memory of hooking up with my first boyfriend outside. On the porch, and Dad Franco just opening the door and going, "Time to come inside, Lou."
Oh shit!
And I'm like 15, "Hi, Dad. Have you ever been to Palmerston North?"
I have been there, but I don't remember it at all.
It's not a great place.
Yeah, I don't remember it at all.
There's not a lot going on there. We used to drop fat laps around the square in our cars.
Oh, you do, Maney's.
Talking to Maney?
Yeah, Maney's.
Yeah, Maney's. Maney's
ubiquitous. Every town does a Maney.
They're order of the day in Dubbo.
If
you haven't done a Maney,
do
you haven't
Maney's
lived.
Like,
no, right now there'd be people doing Maney's right now.
Oh, Tor will pick me up sometimes and we'll just go hoon round Rose Bay. There's a perfect Maney lap round the golf course.
Yep.
And you go
exactly
back around past the
about.
Rojo.
Yep.
We just drop laps.
You don't get a whole lot of visibility around the golf course though. So I'm
You like to be seen on your Maney?
It's part of that is about being seen and heard though.
Bondi would be good for a Maney.
People do Maney's in Bondi all the time. I hear them at night. Motorbikes and hoon cars.
Windows down in your Maney's?
1,000%. And music up.
You want to be seen. Maybe even blowing vape out the window.
Yep.
Vape out the window. Preferably
on the windowsill looking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably your mate has just put in a new sound system.
Yeah.
I'm talking like
fresh bass.
Like, you know, 6 or 7 subwoofs.
Well, like
fat
three
in the boot.
Like a 6 CD
fat
stacker.
Fat ass on that car.
Yeah. How many CDs is this stack?
6. Yeah. You got to, you know, the things filled with CD cases sitting in the front seat.
Yep.
Shout out to CD cases.
Put Nelly on.
I'm like almost certain Gianni's got a CD rim.
He'd have, well, I've CD stacker in a CD case.
Like you slide in a CD.
So it takes CDs.
Yep.
As opposed to an old school CD stacker where you could have multiple in there at once and cycle through them. That was the height of luxury.
Surely he'd be one of those. He's like a 2012.
Yeah, but maybe they were like CDs that we're not going to waste our time with a 6 CD stacker in this thing because like fucking who's got CDs anymore?
CD stackers were in the boot, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So you had to go out of your car, stack them up with latest Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jump back in your
latest,
seat.
The latest Robbie Williams.
Christmas Michael Bublé.
Yeah, a Chrissy Boobs. Yeah. Although Chrissy Boobs almost too late for a stacker. I'm thinking so fresh.
They still give out CDs on radio.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants a CD now?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know.
Sickos do.
Old people.
Old people and sickos.
With CD players.
Do people still have CD players in their house?
I think my grandma probably would. I don't want to make assumptions, but I'm going to assume she does.
We just bought a CD player the other day. I'm not even
joking.
Why?
Because someone gave us a bunch of like little kids like
the Wiggles.
Song CD shit. So Steph bought a CD player, which is also a radio, guys, which we all listen to still. And so now I've got a CD player that fucking Steph constantly unplugs a PlayStation for. I'm like, you can't just unplug that thing. You got to turn
just get
off.
A double. Just get a double.
Why don't you just chuck on Spotify?
because they don't just have all that shit on Spotify.
To be honest, music.
They don't have old kids' music.
They've got some, but a lot of it they fucking you got to pay for on Spotify. There's like primo content. You got to like it's a little padlock on it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, little padlock pads.
Yeah, a little padlock button. I'm like, fuck
that. You
need
the code for that.
I'm not paying for that
shit.
What
sort of songs are we talking about here?
Well, some of them are songs, some of them are kids' stories. So like The Lion King. I've got The Lion King CD. Probably a little too
great
early.
Great music.
Well, yeah, great music.
I love that.
Dark story, though, still. Yes. At least early on.
It's quite sad. Well, not sad, but looking back on children's movies that we'd watch when we were younger and they had like quite fucked up things behind them. Like Beauty and the Beast.
Bestiality.
She's kidnapped.
But she's fucking an animal.
By a beast.
She's fucking an animal. She fucks an animal.
So sorry.
She fucks a bear.
Is that That's part of it as well? Yeah.
What are we teaching the next generation?
And then Snow White. She lives with seven men.
Dwarves.
Well, dwarves. I mean, not to say they're not men.
They're still
Have you got me on
like
camera
men?
There? Not to impugn their masculinity. But they are dwarves.
That's a squirrely little topic, isn't it? When, you know, they're fighting for recognition, and then when Snow White and the Seven Dwarves comes out, they go, dwarves won't be in this movie.
No, they got rid of the dwarves for the movie. They're making the movie.
Apparently it's not politically correct. I'm like, and surely that was like a layup for...
All these dwarves are like, what the fuck, dude?
They wanted their time in the limelight.
Yeah.
Give us a movie.
I watched the new Little Mermaid the other day. That's good.
Is it good?
Really good. I'm easily amused, though.
No, dude, I watched Little Mermaid probably for the first time since I was little. The other day with my kids, and I was like, "Oh, this fucking movie's good."
What was the whole thing there? Was Ariel? Did Ariel have to marry to like?
She was a mermaid, and then Ursula, the evil woman, was like
bitch.
Bitch. She fell in love with a man because there was a shipwreck. So Ariel fell in love with the man, and then Ursula was like, "I'll let you go on land, and if you fall in love with him, then you can be a human and you can live happily ever after." But she was evil all along because she was gonna make the man fall in love with her, and then Ariel was going to be Ursula's property.
Yeah, and then
it's very fucked up.
It was very fucked. Again, touch
how do you come up with that?
Bit of bestiality though. Still, I tell you what else.
Yeah.
Well, Ursula was an octopus, was she?
She
not?
Was a big ock.
I find myself.
She's a big ock.
I'm like, I found myself being influenced by the sensibilities of the times these days, and so when I'm reading Cinderella to my daughter Evie, I'm like. It's like, and then the king ordered all the women to be rounded up and come to a ball because he was going to pick one of them. And he was like, why is everyone going to a ball? I'm like, well, it's a party. Everyone's invited and it's just a nice thing. And it's like,
anyone can go.
To start dropping in women and men.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, get women and men to a ball because the prince is interested in everyone. Yeah. And he's a pansexual trans.
Yeah, and they were all shapes and sizes.
And everything
and
was fine.
All just tens.
And... So, yeah. Anyway, Cinderella still holds up.
Oh, I'm swapping between drinks here, if you haven't noticed. I'm going to sip for a week Ice Long Black and then straight into a sip of rosé.
I don't reckon you'll need the Ice Long Black after the rosé. Now, I can't legally claim that it will pep you up like a coffee will, but I've found it to.
We can't also legally claim that it'll get you a root, but...
It's been known to.
It's been known to. All signs point to yes. We get some great feedback.
Available at hallosport.shop right
great.
Now.
Perfect.
Right
now. Keep plugging. Anything else you want to plug?
Yeah, the rosé, hallosport.shop, available right now.
Yep.
There'll be other things to plug in the coming weeks. Yep. That's all I'll say.
Keep it going.
I've never seen Pocahontas, by the way.
Oh, what's that one?
It's like with the Indian. No.
Pocahontas.
Native American.
No. See, I think
Yes.
Yeah, Native American. I think Pocahontas may be a little on the nose now too.
Oh, really?
As in like... falls in love with a repressor type operation.
Isn't Pocahontas like the storyline of that quite similar to the first Avatar? I heard a lot of people saying that when it first came out.
Oh, listen, I don't know. I can't remember.
I can't even remember.
Well, I haven't seen Pocahontas.
Oh, haven't you? I used to love that movie, but I haven't seen it since I was like fucking eight, right?
Macca's used to be really good in incorporating Disney into their Happy Meal.
Best in class. Best in
class. You know what I mean?
Fuck, I love Happy Meals.
Dude, Happy Meals were
perfect
the shit.
Size.
I know, but also like you got toys with them.
Yeah.
And you don't get toys with them anymore.
Do you not
well,
get
you
toys
can.
With them?
Yeah, no, you can't go to Ask.
No, but
there's
the toys.
Toys
that,
we've been over this before.
The toys that you get sure are also shitty toys. I got,
yeah, they're shit toys.
They used to be of a high quality.
Oh, I'd like force Jill and Franco to be like, drive me to Macca's now.
Toy Story?
I'm not sure.
Going to Macca's.
Oh, yeah.
Lion King?
I'd Macca's. Be getting more than a Happy Meal, though.
Yeah, yeah,
I'd be getting
like
a Hunger Buster.
Well, no, yeah. For Lou to be happy, the meal would be significant.
Very large. I'd need a large Hunger Buster.
The toys were mad.
Yeah. I tell you what, though. A young Edward Simpson in Dubbo, when he discovered for the first time that a Quarter Pounder was just a big cheeseburger, life changed forever. Because I remember remarking, going, these fuckers aren't cutting it anymore. They're too small. This is a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And then who should stroll in?
Walk into your
life. Quarter Pounder.
A Quarter Pounder with cheese. Unbelievable. And we've been in love ever since.
Mutual.
Like,
love.
I know that, fucking, you know, maybe my palate should have matured.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't think so, bro.
I don't think so. I'm more of a Whopper kind of girl.
You're a Whopper
I'm a Whopper gal.
Really?
I'll take Hungry Jet. Don't get me wrong. I love Macca's. I love a Big Mac. I love the chips. I love the nuggets. I love everything about Macca's. But a Whopper? There's something more like luxurious about it for me.
I've got
luxurious.
I get it. If you
fancy,
if you bite into a Whopper, there's like I feel like the tomato feels fresher or something. Or
it's got
like,
onion.
There's something.
Well,
about
it's got
more
tomato.
Like crunchy. There's a bit more like crunchy veggie shit in it, but like not like I'm not looking for broccoli in my burger.
I know what you mean. It's hard to.
Well, like, when I bite into it, I know it's flame grilled.
You can tell. You
know what I mean?
It's flame grilled. Yep. I was once in a Burger King ad in New Zealand.
How'd it go?
When you were a Whopper.
Me, AJ, just on the screen. They like paid for us to have basically like a barbecue out back, and I just had to like flip patties and be like,
at your house?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. How the hell did your family get in on that?
No, it was with friends.
But at your house?
I was like 21.
Was it an actual ad or was it just you filming something for fun?
Yeah, just early content.
Are we going down the Mick Fanning path again?
Well, we can go down
that. No, let's stay away from that. No, this was an actual ad. I've also been in a KFC ad.
Oh, so you're fucking with all of them.
Yeah, I love it.
I've been in a Coles ad.
Oh, roast chuck.
Rowing. I'm in it for like maybe half a second. But you can tell it's
Coles ad. I've told this story on our podcast, I think. A family friend of ours like was in the ad business. Mm. She hit me up and was like, "Oh yeah, can you please hit up like a bunch of your young friends' early 20s for an ad for like V8 supercars or some shit?" Trying to like rebrand it to younger, sort of more contemporary people. Maybe the perception's a bit more like bogan shit. So I was like, "Oh yeah, sweet." So I got a bunch of my friends, like hit up a bunch of like girls and guys. Come down to this audition day, but like basically just come down. They just need to take your name, take your photo, and then you're in an ad. Get down there. And every single person got the job except me. Like, every single person got the job except me. And I'm like, oh, my
fucking. Did they say what?
Nah, just everyone got called back. All right, thanks.
Not because you went down there saying chance, dance,
no,
prance.
Dude, I'm saying
like,
maybe.
No, mate, you're a little too fucking snooty, posh
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it's like, amazing. It fucking rattled me to
you
my core.
You were getting everyone down there and then you don't even
I was like,
you go,
come on, we're getting this out of money. Early 20s, you know, like you'll take any job. And
who'd you
like,
take down? Some studs?
Yeah.
Well, that's your mistake. Oh, you got to take down some fucking ordinary looking people.
You need to take down some
I just thought it was my friends. It was like just friends, but there was some studs in there, sure, but like just people, and then I was the only one. So I'm fucking. I don't think I've been in an ad, to be honest.
It's okay.
Well, not. No, I probably have since.
Dr. V.
Well, Dr. V. Yeah, but I was like, they came to us to make that ad, so that was a little different. But yeah,
you've been in a Dr. V my, ad.
Well,
the
yeah,
collagen but, one.
No,
collagen,
for your
correct.
Skin?
Was it? I can't remember what it was. No. I don't know.
Bendamender, probably.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
Shout
one.
Shout out, Dr. V.
We'll drink that. Hey, you guys want to play some red light, green light?
Fuck yeah.
Love to.
I also like your
Thought
shoes.
Thought you never ask.
I like your shoes.
Oh, I'm not even going to go into my fashion lately because I just get fucking roasted
get
by the bedwetters.
Dude, I get fucking shit on all
you
the
always,
time.
You always dress up quite smartly.
Yeah, ooh, I like these shoes and the you. Socks combo. This is kind of in right now.
Well,
kind of
I've
like
been
a,
in the city. I had a big girl meeting with my accountant.
So is this big
is that
girl
a city
meeting?
Look?
This is big girl
this
meeting
is a
in the city.
City look because I feel out of place there. I feel like everyone's like, that girl just sits at home in her lounge and makes TikToks hungover
but
eating.
That is what you do.
Exactly. So I feel like I've got to pretend to be someone I'm not.
Would you ever consider throwing a couple little bows on the socks? You know, just dressing it up.
Really dressing up the socks,
bow?
You reckon?
Maybe some frills?
Potentially. Sorry for anyone
socks?
Who's just listening or I don't even know if the cameras get the shoes. Hold the shoes up for the people.
No, let's not.
Hold the shoes up for the people.
They're just big, chunky stompers. Like, I could stomp on something.
But are they like school shoes? They're in, aren't they?
They're
like
fashion.
Yeah, they're fashionable
but
shoes.
But the last two podcasts, I wore a beautiful maxi dress, which standing up looks great.
What's a maxi dress?
Like a long dress to the floor.
Oh, okay.
So it's like maximum length? Is that the idea?
Like maxi taxi. It's a big taxi.
Yeah
it's a big bertha. So, yeah, that's probably why it's called
maximum
a maxi.
Maximum dress.
But sitting down, it looked like, well, the bedwetter said it looked like I was wearing my nonna's quilt. Where I'd taken my nonna's curtains before, after her funeral.
I read the comment and then saw the outfit. Uh-huh. So it was already in my head, but it probably was fair.
Oh, it looked horrific.
Was it a floral do?
Yeah. Nice standing up. It's got a little cutout bit in the tum-tum.
Yeah,
the
yeah, show off a bit of skin.
But when you're sitting down, that's covered up, and it was because it was quite puffy up here. It just looks like a big quilt.
Yeah, you were just wearing a quilt.
It was just wearing a quilt or a curtain.
So a big quilt with a little window.
Little window of my puku. And then last, what was the other podcast we did? I was hungover. So I just threw on the first thing I found in my wardrobe, and it was the exact same colour as this couch. Mm. And it had a little tie at the top. So everyone was like, Lou's wearing the couch and a toga. Perfect. This will be probably like secretary or something.
They'll find a way to get you.
Yeah, no, it's business Lou. Business time Lou.
Yeah, business
She's been to the city today.
Corporate Guys, Lou. I've been in the
She's
city.
She's been in the city
Ryan's
for a meeting.
Bar Lou.
What are you? I did walk past Ryan.
Of course you did.
I had a squiz. It was going off and it was like 1 p.m.
Well, it's what day are we? Thursday. Yeah, it's about right.
Thursday.
Thursdays are the night in the That's city now right. because yeah. Fridays everyone works from home.
Tell what Thursdays
oh, really?
Are good for?
Mm.
Drinking rosé.
Yeah.
Fridays too.
This was meant to be my sober week.
Yeah, well, we knew that was, like, not going to happen. When you came in, I was like, I'm fucking...
I got wasted on Monday. Can't remember a single thing.
Where were you?
I was at a lunch at a friend's
whose house. Whose place was that?
Well, you can't say.
No,
fucking flat.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal.
It was like
amazing.
Fucking flat. It was like grass, like, all the way to the edge and then
Is that
the
Darling
ocean.
Point?
Point Piper.
Point
yeah,
Piper.
Gorgeous that looks like house. Good stuff. Pool there.
Yeah. So had some prawn steak. And
was that Harbour Bridge side?
Point Piper.
Point Piper?
No, goes all the way around.
Under Harbour Bridge.
Point. Oh,
nah,
I'm thinking. Yeah, point, no, Point Piper. Point
no, no, no.
Piper.
No. In between yeah. Double Bay and Rose Bay.
That's where Point,
Point Piper.
Piper. Sorry oh. for everyone listening
yeah,
from
it is, isn't
England.
It?
And
yeah, you can be on the other side of Point Piper.
You can't be on the other side of the Harbour Bridge.
No, as in, like, are you on the other side from viewing it?
Oh sorry.
I could see the Harbour Bridge.
No, it doesn't.
Well, yeah, you're on that. You were confusing me.
You
I could. See the
so you're on
the bridge.
You're on the ritzy side.
Yeah. Yeah, Bushell was actually nice on friend. A boat. Bushell was on a boat with Richard Casey and pulled up. Gave
said,
us a
G'day.
Wave, said hello.
How the fuck they see you there?
Well, he must have known what house it was.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Oh, he
so
came looking
bloody.
For you. Oh, oh shit. Matty Bullish. Easy, Tiger.
Hey. Calm down.
Calm down, bro.
He did not.
What well, he just so happened to like sail past
oh, who's
him.
That girl?
Is that
on the fucking lawn
you
know, there?
Like fuck. He's Correct. Over at fucking Taronga Zoo or something.
How you going? Ooh, yeah. Set your coordinates to lose place.
Get the anchor up. We're going.
No.
Little
Sorry,
flash.
No. Flustered.
Yeah.
You made me blush.
It's a rosé.
Well, Maddie.
It's a rosé.
Oh, it's what I chop.
And then I went
now.
To Lady Hampshire pub. Great spot.
Yeah, where is that?
I don't know where the fuck
It's in
that
like
is.
Newtown, Camperdown kind of area.
Yeah,
long
I've definitely
way from
been
Point
there.
Piper.
Yeah, it's a fucking long way from Point Piper.
Lucky I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so you had a big rip.
Yeah. Well, I don't usually drink. I'm usually a tequila
usually
soda
drink.
Girl. If you guys haven't noticed, I'm usually quite yeah, sober. Usually a tequila soda girl. And then when I drink wine, just blackout. So
Those
solid
elements,
like
yeah.
4:30 till 9 p.m. Not one memory.
So what else happened? Like, because I know I've heard some things. Is there anything, what any other things that happened between that 4 to 9?
I don't know. What have you heard?
Well, I don't want to say it because it's not my place to say it.
We've heard things.
I may have called someone the wrong name.
We've heard things.
Oh.
Well, who was that?
Shit.
What'd you say?
I called... A guy.
Okay.
Another guy's
name. Right. Who's the guy that you got the guy?
Was it an important guy?
Who was the guy?
Yeah, I'd say it was pretty important.
Okay. Mm.
How important?
Lucky I can't remember it though.
Well, does he remember it?
He remembers
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
Did it
right.
require an apology?
When I woke up in the morning and was like, where am I?
Yeah, yeah,
what's
right.
my name? Mm. What have I done?
Would you label it a shocker?
I'd say it's almost worthy of not drinking for the rest of the week, but...
Well,
Here
but
I
then,
am.
But then, you coerced, not coerced.
Not
you tempted, tempted.
Yeah, I mean, you can't turn down that light salmon. That light salmon.
No, you can't.
No one on planet Earth would turn that down.
It's the
no
most
one.
Gorgeous color I've ever seen.
You'd have to be a sick puppy to turn that down.
People who say they don't like rosé, fuck off.
They're full of shit.
Well, they've never had a good one.
Not no. exactly. Well,
you know
what's
we won
a good
an award.
One?
We won a New Zealand. We came silver.
Yep.
In a New Zealand, I could have lied and said gold, but I'm not that sort of a guy.
Lie.
But in the New Zealand International Wine Festival, so and
that's
I'm pretty
phenomenal.
Sure that's phenomenal. And it made
first
it
the worst,
year.
Second the best,
third the one with the
princess.
Hairy chest.
Oh. Isn't it?
Red light, green light.
Let me get my notes up, guys. If you didn't know, I'm the one, who preps around
yeah.
here.
Yeah, I've been hearing that.
I got a fair few. I actually posted on my Instagram for some red light, green lights. The amount of bedwetters who were like, you're so flat out.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You've got to ask us to do the work for you. Amazing.
Well, that is work.
It is.
Canvassing the dribblers. The bedwetters, sorry.
Okay. Red light, green light. Really. Rooting with pets in the room.
Green light.
Green.
Green. My cat says
No, I'll tell you
it
what.
It feels...
I prefer not to be.
Like the dog sitting at the end of your bed?
Well, no.
The cat perched on the end? Just you a don't little have, percher?
My cat's been in the fucking firing line before.
You Tonka? Don't have the,
yeah, but Tonka, I'm not getting down to business with Tonka on the bed.
He's huge. Not. Cats, sometimes you could be doing it, you don't realise. Listen, what about this? More... wanking with an animal in the room. I think
no,
it's way worse.
That's no, red. That's way worse.
Get out.
That's
if you're
very
a cat and I need to have
because
a...
Because that's...
You could lock eyes.
Exactly.
No. And I think you would.
You would lock eyes.
It's not appropriate.
That's very...
It's not appropriate. Yeah. I think that if the mood strikes and you get down to lovemaking,
yeah,
and it just so happens that mid-job you realise there's an animal in the room... That's an innocent mistake.
Yeah.
But if you go and collect your bits and your bobs, yeah, your laptop, your creams, your TP.
Yeah, you're a good
and make a fucking decision consciously.
You make a day.
To nip into the same room as your animal, you need to fucking have a good long look at yourself because yeah, that's sicko behavior.
That is. That's sicko. That's Beauty
Very
and the Beast
fucked
sort
up.
Of shit.
But can I... I'm not obviously imagining you guys having sex, but what I'm imagining is your animal's head just like... on the edge of your bed, you know, like they've just got their head, just like Tonka's. Imagine it's just a little head just watching.
No, listen, I can speak for Tonka and Tonka only. He sort of knows when something's up and he takes himself away.
I've had Louie.
He's not like,
what's going on?
I've had Louie like his tail like tickling my feet and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Your bumhole.
Nah, he hasn't gone that far.
The cat tickling, so he knows what's going on.
No, he wasn't trying to like get me off. He wasn't like sticking a finger in my ass, but not that that gets me off, to be fair. I'd recoil at a finger in my bum, unfortunately.
Well, you haven't had Louie's though, so that
Well, that's true. I haven't had a cat claw in the asshole. That could be a different feeling. But no, he hasn't tried to do that. It was more like him just wanting attention. I think he was like, well, where's my fucking attention?
Yeah. I'd like
Where's
some
my root?
Blood time.
Yeah. So, I'd say red light if it's a wank.
Okay, we're going red light on that one. Red light, green light, taking personal calls in the lunchroom at work.
I'd say red light. I fucking hate, taking calls around people generally.
Yeah.
No, I
think
it
depends on the convo as well. Like, obviously, if you're sitting there and the person's going, no, oh, fuck, okay, Yeah, hang on. Like, you want to ask what's going on. Like, I'm a nosy little bitch. I want to know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be like,
you okay? What's going
on? I'm like on my phone. Okay, something's happening. What was that? Everything good? Everything all right? What's happening? Sounds like your dad did something pretty fucked up. Like, I have to know that.
I don't like talking in public public spaces. Like, I remember being on the train sometimes home from work, and they'll be like, what's wrong? Like, speak up. I'm like, I don't want to be like, I'm on the train, but also that is the reason. I'm on the train. I'm like, well, I'll talk to you later. She's like, why? What's wrong? And I'm like, well, I'm on the fucking train.
Yeah, I don't feel like talking to you on the train.
Yeah, I don't like it.
There's a part of it that I fucking hate people who are having public conversations. Yes. Like, what was that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And you're just like, can you
But
just
also,
shut
then
the
there's the type
up?
Of people who are doing it on purpose to be saying something like wanky on the phone.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I made 40K last month.
Oh, you get that in the eastern suburb. Well, that's like Ryan's Bar rhetoric, right? Like,
yeah. You where love I lurk around.
I like overhearing stuff if it's like juicy. I'm always contradicting myself. If there's juice to be heard, I don't mind.
You want to hear it.
I tell you what I've noticed sometimes when I'm in Ubers is, and cabs for that matter. Sometimes my drivers are having the most silent phone calls of all time.
Yes. They go,
I'm like, how is that audible, bro? Yeah. What the fuck is that?
What are they saying on the other end that you can just go,
No, but it's not that loud. Like that. I'm like, are you fair dinkum, bro? And I just go to check the phone because there'll be silence for a while. And check the phone, still green.
Still going.
Display still running.
How much gossip would you get as an Uber driver, though?
I think about that
all the
time.
Shit you'd hear in a car?
Because people, for some reason, it's crazy, just pretend like the driver's not there.
Oh, the amount of stories
the conversation
I've told,
is just.
You don't give a fuck. It's like they don't exist.
I could be not arrested, but. There's a fair few things I would have said in an Uber that would get me probably
They could
canceled.
Definitely report you.
100%.
But also, people were like, fuck in the back of cabs and shit.
When
like,
I'm on a,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. When I'm on a hot girl lap, I'll often call my mum and sometimes we'll have some, you know, deep conversations. I'm like thinking the people walk past me and go, what the fuck's that combo going
Yeah,
on?
But you only get like a tiny bit of it as you walk past.
Whereas
like,
the Uber driver, cab driver gets the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Me and Streety were having a yarn in the back of an Uber the other day and I can't remember what it was, but I remember thinking, I couldn't give a rat's ass that this guy's hearing this. And it was more than I would care to have on a fucking train.
It's weird. You hop in an Uber, sometimes you don't wear a seatbelt. Sometimes you say fucked up shit.
Well, I always wear a seatbelt.
I would never hop in and not wear
sometimes
a seatbelt.
With cabs, I'd be like,
Really?
Just what comes over you?
I don't know.
Just put your seatbelt on, dude.
I'm
a seatbelt guy. I didn't think I needed to say that in 2023.
First thing I do. I couldn't go anywhere without one on.
These days, as I've got a bit older, I'm more mature. Back in the day, I never wore one in a cab.
Buses
never.
And shit is the obviously because there are no seatbelts. That's the only one where I don't feel like.
Why
I need
are
to have
there
one
not?
Would you put one
on
in a coach though? If there's a seatbelt on a coach, will you slip into it?
No, because buses aren't seatbelt territory.
But why do you not have to wear one in a bus?
Well, to be honest, I think they're actually even trying to legislate them now after that fucked up bus crash that happened like a few months ago. Because it's like
you should have to wear one.
But coaches have them. They're
What's
in coaches.
Coach?
A coach is like
individual seats.
You know, like almost sometimes
like
they're a little bit like
one.
Mini one.
There's like those big like buses where you go maybe on a long distance as opposed to like Sydney buses where it's like you've got three seats on either side.
They're a bit higher, so you got to work up a little bit higher. There's usually a shitter on them.
Yeah,
you've got like a proper seat, not a bench.
I would hate to be a bus toilet. Like that's you think about it, you're a long haul bus toilet. All people are stopping for is chips and lollies. And
Portaloo
milk.
Would be worse to be.
Well,
Portaloo at a festival. Jeez, you want to talk like all time fucking hit outs?
Worst jobs.
Yeah.
You want your enemy to come back as a fucking shitter at a festival?
Cleaning that, I just throw the whole Portaloo in.
I don't do any. I don't do any nefarious substances. Let's say my friend did once, and he went. To a festival and he had hidden some substances between his penis and his ball sack. Not me.
Okay.
And then he forgot, went to the toilet, the Portaloo. First thing he did was go to take a piss and they fell into the like drip thingo and he's pissing on the thing that sort of goes down before he realizes and it's rolling towards the end, wrapped up in something, not like it wasn't barebacked in there. And he's just immediately stuck his hand in out of reflexes and got it out.
Was your mate a germaphobe?
Yeah, he didn't like. He wasn't.
So that was a huge.
Although I don't. In defense of my friend, it's like I don't think you need to be a germaphobe to be fucking gross.
So he put
that.
His hand in shit.
No.
Well, no, it wasn't. It wasn't poo, but it was into the. Place
no,
where
it
people
was
shit.
Almost. It was almost into.
It almost
never,
rolled.
Never.
It almost rolled beyond the thingo, but my friend stopped it just before it went in there.
What's your friend's name?
Will.
Convenient name.
Yeah, he's a germaphobe though.
Yeah, but who the fuck isn't a germaphobe?
No, no, no. What I'm trying to point out is that a germaphobe would find that even more repulsive.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a poo guy, you're probably like, you're probably okay with that.
Or girl.
Who the fuck's a poo guy?
What, you're telling me there isn't poo people out there that love poo?
Oh, you mean people who like poo on their chest and stuff?
I heard about a guy once.
So you're going to be like, I heard about you.
He used to like knock on doors paying people to let him jump into their septic tank.
You heard about a
You're
guy.
You're fucking with me.
But also, like, I mean, like,
where? Swear to God.
I don't know, am I septic tanky?
Most places don't have septic tanks. Septic tanks is like we don't. You're not connected to the sewerage.
Oh, okay. Isn't that on the farms?
Yeah, so you can go and like he was like submerging himself and shit.
There was
I wouldn't be letting some bloke pay me to jump into my septic tank because I'm like, you might fucking stay in there. I might forget about you, and then you come out in the night and
you've killed someone.
Yeah,
sort of.
Shit. What about? Remember there was that phantom shitter round Roxy Jacinco's
poo jogger.
Yeah, the poo jogger.
I think they caught her.
Was it a her?
Yeah, it was.
Because they had her on camera and they couldn't like tell her face.
Yeah,
but there was a couple. Because there was the one that was like doing it outside the ANZ CEO's house or some shit, and that was a dude. And then there was one was a copycat poo jogger.
Yeah, there's poo joggers.
People who are into shit that were kind of like that would be the most embarrassing to get caught as an adult human taking shits outside people's house as like something that gets your rocks.
That's what
off.
I mean. If you've got to go, you've got to go.
Well,
if
where do you apply
jogger,
that? Where does that end? Like,
if you're gonna shit yourself, what
if you're
do
gonna
you
shit
do?
Yourself, you have
you
to poo.
You shit down like on the side of the road, like main street.
No, you nip around the back street behind a bin or something. Like you try and make
Like, what if you're?
I'd try
what if
and
you're
make
on,
it home.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You'd hope you'd make it home
or a toilet nearby.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, what if you can't make it?
Well, then you nip behind a bin in a back alley, and then maybe you get on camera. But if you're doing it regularly, then it's a habit.
If you have nowhere to go, would you jump on top of a bin?
Like I'd shit myself.
Bin?
I'd
you'd shit yourself.
Well, it depends because like you could shit yourself, and it just like you just get an Uber and sort of waddle home.
You can't get an Uber after you shit yourself, Lou. No. What the fuck are you talking about?
But it might just be a small.
You'd be like, look, it could be a solid one that's being held nicely in your undies, right?
That's just disgusting.
Yeah, it is. I don't know.
It's lowbrow conversation.
It is.
But
so
you could,
sorry, bedwetters.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
Bed shitters.
Yeah, bed shitters.
Hang on.
Hello, Sport Dutch Shop. Big Day Rozo.
I mean, you the other day, by your own admission, were about to
shit
in the bush.
Keep
plugging. I was.
You what?
I almost shit in a bush the other day.
Can I tell you a pretty fucked
personal
up story?
Training. Yes, please.
Poo related.
Mm. Are we going down this path?
Well,
again?
We're already on the path.
I don't care to hop off it.
Okay. Not immediately.
It's just everyone all aboard this shit train. We're going north and we're going far.
Yeah.
So I had an ex-boyfriend when I was probably 18, and this is so fucked. And he'd gone to a BYO curry.
Oh, a BYO.
What, you bring your own curry?
Oh, like a curry night? BYO.
He'd gone to a curry institution and it was BYO.
An Indian restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Exactly the words that I was going to use out of my mouth. So sorry.
Oh my God.
And then they've had, red wine, rosé. Chardonnay, Sav, whatever you have when you're 18. You buy the cheapest $7 bottle.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're
walking to the next pub and he's like, this curry has gone straight through me, Lou. And I'm like, well, we're nearly at the pub. Surely you can just wait. Ducks into someone's front yard.
and just blasts.
Wipes it with a circler, a warehouse or Kmart, circler. Is that what they're called?
What?
What's a circler?
Is that what they're called? A circler?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Sprinkler?
A sprinkler?
No, there's paper things. It's got
paper
the circler.
Paper towel?
Paper things?
No, a newspaper. The circler.
A catalogue?
Catalogue. Are they not called a circler?
It's a fucking newspaper.
Nah, I'm sure they're called a circler.
No, a catalogue.
Well, the catalogue.
Oh, are you talking there might be a Target catalogue?
Yes.
With specials in it.
I swear we call them circlers in New Zealand. Well, he's wiped his ass with that.
We're half Kiwis, by the way. This is a real Kiwi podcast.
You should know that.
I've never seen a circler in New Zealand, for sure.
No.
You've never seen someone shit in the front yard after a curry. Oh,
I've shit in some fucked up places before. I don't know if I want to continue the shit rhetoric.
Go on, we're on the train. Choo choo.
I shit myself in class when I was 8. sorry, not when I was 8, when I was 14, in year 8, at the end of class.
Oh, you don't live that down at that age. People are ruthless.
It was the last period on the on a Friday.
No one smelled it?
Do you remember at school where it was like, all right, line up before the bell goes and you can leave class? I didn't even know if that was a regular thing.
But why was that?
I don't know, but like, you know what I mean? It was like, get ready. That was impressive behavior. Teachers want everyone to fuck off, though. Mm. Anyway, again, I apologize for this sort of rhetoric, but I was doing hot farts. And like ones where you go like, you know,
you can't trust a hot fart. You can't trust a fart, let alone a hot one.
I was doing hot farts all class. Where you just felt
when they're a bit warm.
Not a bit warm, like these like warm. Melt steel beams.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, yo, that's hot. You remarked to yourself, yeah, that thing was fucking.
And it was just kind of like anything could happen here, but I didn't expect anything to happen. And then as we're lining up, bang, shit myself. Bad news bears. Shorts and boxer shorts territory and not the
boxers.
Oh, the like silky.
And anyway, the bell thankfully goes, like the door opens and
you had Lynx Africa on.
I just ran. And I ran to a bathroom.
No one smelled it, no one knew.
No, they smelled it. Someone goes, what the fuck is that smell? That's like literally shout out.
And you don't know what you're dealing with either.
I can't smell. I don't have a sense of smell.
Oh, so you didn't know how bad it was.
I mean, but I assume it ain't good.
No, you've
and Rory Coyle goes, what the fuck is that smell? And I, anyway, I don't want to get in there. That was a tough one.
I reckon we jump off the shit.
Yeah, I think we go for another one.
You reckon we choo-choo?
Another red light.
Off the poo-poo.
Let's get off that one. Okay. Red light, green light. Whistling in public.
It depends.
Whistling in public.
Red.
Yeah.
Just do it in the privacy of your own home. It fucks me off.
I was in like Walker and like, I saw the funniest thing the other day.
Why do you need
me
to
and
do
Ella
that?
Were walking the dog and this cute, he was chubby, this little kid, and he looked like a sweet little boy and he was probably 10. And I just eyeballed this kid and his backpack was too big. There was too much in it. That's what like immediately caught my attention. He struck me as a guy that was just trying to find his way in the world, and he was walking along whistling a tune, like an old timey tune as well. I was like, "What era are you from, mate?" You know what I mean?
See, that's cute.
That's cute.
Like and as he passed me, I think he was quite proud of his whistle, and he started to whistle with a little bit more gusto.
How old is he?
Probably 10, 11.
You can't red light a 10-year-old.
No,
right?
No. But then
that's green.
No, that's great.
But then he missed the gutter and fell over.
No.
And we said, I'm mad at you, or I was like, yeah, helped him up. And then he walked off, and when he's at a distance, he started whistling again. I was like,
he's so proud of his whistle when he's just going
Like, imagine like a little toddler.
That's adorable.
That is cute. Toddler would have whistled.
A little toddler.
Whistling is old timey though. Like it's old timey. Like see, like whistle along the road, like on the working on the railroad and shit.
I had a friend dating a guy, and he'd always go into the bathroom and just start whistling. Instant ick.
See, if it's at your own home, if it's in the safety of your own home, but again, like who the fuck? Like I won't really whistle. For any reason, unless maybe you're trying to get the attention of an animal.
I think you can, if you're a whistler by trade. If you're a whistler by trade, like you enjoy a good whistle, like this, my young little fucking friend who tripped over. You can whistle in your own home, I think, definitely.
Listen, you can in the comfort of your own home. You can do whatever you want.
Not so in like, public.
If you're a good whistler, whistling in public, and you're an adult, like you're trying to, it's a personality trait.
You're trying to impress it.
But I'll tell you what's alpha is like. Whistling for someone's attention or a dog without the use of hands, just like the high pitched bang. I'm that is.
Can anyone
so
do
alpha.
the wolf? Wow.
But I can't do like.
What? How do I do it?
But see,
three
people
fingers?
Can.
Is it two fingers or three?
I do those ones, but then yeah.
Wait, those three?
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Like that?
Like that.
Like that.
Rock on.
I don't even know how all that. So these ones, like your ring and your pointer.
Like this, Lou.
I can't get my little fingers to touch.
You got to pull your middle one down a bit with your thumb. Get your thumb into it as well. You got to engage the thumb.
There's your zero chance, I'd say.
No.
Not happening.
No, it's not happening.
No, it's not happening.
One more?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
One more, then we'll play Scattergories. Favorite game.
Really?
Okay, red light, green light. Taking your shoes off at the movies.
Oh.
Don't you fucking dare say green.
No.
Can I paint a picture?
Nah, because I'm not going to paint one.
Let me paint one. You have never had a single complaint about your any foot odors, right? So let's start there. You've never had a complaint, so you know you're good. You've got a fresh pair of socks on. You're going to Lux and you're on the edge with your missus and the seat's reclined and you're in your own corner. Is it play on then?
Nah.
Yeah. No.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Go into the comfort of your lounge. Yes.
You're taking your socks off.
No. What are we talking about?
The only reason it's play on to take them off is if you're wearing slides and socks.
What's the difference?
Your shoes are enclosing the foot. The stench is there.
No. Listen.
I don't care if you've just come from home and put on freshies.
But if you're in the corner on your reclined seat,
if it
Lux
smells, it smells.
But it doesn't. Everyone's feet smell. Some people's do. Sure.
I think I'm always concerned.
I wouldn't let you do it.
Well, do mine smell? I don't know. I'm always concerned they'll.
They
smell.
Look like they smell to me.
Yeah. Well, these shoes definitely would.
You wearing socks?
Yes.
They're very hidden.
They're those sneaky socks.
Yeah, the little sneaky. You're wearing socks.
I've got socks on.
I'm clearly.
You're definitely wearing socks.
My stompers.
Yeah.
If you kicked the stompers off in a movie, I'd be like, that's all right. There.
If I kick these off, that's a green.
Those socks look clean.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but I feel like the shoe keeps a lot of stench.
Maybe the leather would, but how much work have you been doing?
Well, I've been stomping around the city.
Mm. Yeah, they are leather. They don't breathe. They don't breathe.
I've been stomping around the city doing hot girl laps.
I might take that back. Because they don't breathe.
Taking these off?
Nah, there's something going on in there that's...
Your feet are sweating in those.
Yeah, they are.
Now I feel like I'm sweating because I know my feet are sweating.
No, you don't take those
off. Do you... Red light, green light, taking a blanket and a pillow to the movies.
Red light?
Rocking up fucking Lux.
What about taking your own food?
You've got your temper pillow?
Yeah. Taking your own food, red light, green
light.
Depends how old you are.
Nah, green light.
Huh?
Depends how old
you
are.
It's so expensive, the food of the
theaters. Bro, that is a red light.
I'd sneak in Whopper burgers.
What?
When I was younger.
Fuck, dude.
It depends how old you are.
What sort of food?
Bag of lollies from Woolies. You get from before. Bag of lollies from Woolies.
I'll play that on, actually.
I like to add Maltesers and peanut M&Ms.
Reading Cinemas, Dubbo 5 in Dubbo, was right next door to a Woolies, so you always
No, that's play on. I think it's more like the, and I'm not, this is something
what
I
What about BYO popcorn? One you've heated up in a little bag.
No, because the best thing about going to the movies is that buttery fucking popcorn.
But
I want to come
like
out of there with
stained
fingers.
Like fucking meals, actual food. It's like not lollies
like
and shit.
Goreng.
Like food you can't, or goulash.
Yeah.
Shout out to Steph and her family.
Yeah.
I'm saying she did that, but she, I wouldn't shock me.
It's like if you get a flight on Jetstar or something, someone whips out the old fucking, something they prepared earlier.
You can't be bringing your own meal in there. Dave, it wouldn't shock me if you bring in, fucking full-on, 2-minute noodles into a fucking cinema.
I have brought in sushi before.
Nah.
Which, and they were, the big rolls.
Stinchy Dior?
I bet you took cooked tuna in as well, sicko.
No. I'm not a cooked tuna, not a sushi. I'm not a cooked tuna sushi guy. But, salmon avo, chicken teriyaki, avocado,
it's
rolls.
It's still stinchy for the movie goers.
No, I reckon sushi's a particularly stenchy choice.
If you're going to the movies, eat beforehand.
You want popcorn and Maltesers mixed into one. You want chocolate and buttery fingers. Yep.
And I'm not ruling out peanut butter M&Ms. I'm not ruling it out.
Peanut butter or peanut?
Peanut, sorry.
Yeah. I put peanut M&Ms in my popcorn as well.
Peanut M&Ms are just...
I would honestly
Maltesers
go to the movies
best in class.
Not even caring what movie I'm watching, just have that popcorn.
I eat most of what I've brought before the film starts.
Oh, me too. There's not a chance there's any popcorn left before the ads are done.
No, exactly.
Right.
If there's choc tops going, they're getting pounded.
Are you dipping your choc top in the popcorn?
No,
I don't do that.
Oh.
No.
So do you eat all the chocolate off the top and then...
Oh, yeah.
Really? I actually respect it a little bit. It's kind of fucked up, but I can see how that'd be nice.
It's like having a McFlurry with popcorn. Not saying I've ever done that, but if I had, it would be very good.
Sounds like you have.
Sounds like 8-year-old Lou's go-to. And it
sounds
was.
Sounds like 8-year-old Lou will fucking throw anything into a McFlurry.
I'd put nuggets in there.
For you.
Nuggets.
8-year-old Lou.
Really?
I'd dip nuggets in anything.
Can you tell me what's the most fucked up thing you've eaten in terms of indulgent,
As 8-year-old Lou or as me?
Well, either or.
Well, you're the same person.
You are 8-year-old Lou.
When I'm hungover, I can pound a lot. The other day I ordered Macca's at 7 a.m.
Mm.
I got a McFlurry. I think I got a Big Mac, a cheeseburger, chips and nuggets.
Oh, fuck yeah. This was the other day.
Oh, yeah, like 7 a.m.
And
like
you got it all? You pounded it all?
Yeah, on like a Thursday
respect.
Morning.
Respect. Respect the fuck out of that.
But 8-year-old Lou, my go-to was... there was a rule in our family in the Delden house that you're only allowed to open a packet of biscuits if the other one was gone. So me being obviously a smart girl,
took that a challenge.
I would grab the packet of biscuits I wanted, grab half of the packet and then twist it round so it looked unopened so Jill and Franco wouldn't suspect that I'd eaten half until they'd go to grab that packet.
That's
genius.
That's actually fucking ruthless. That's so good.
And then Mum would go, Louisa, I can hear you in the pantry. I go, no, it's not me. Pounding food.
I can hear you in the pantry.
And I'd come home from school.
It's not me. Well, who is it?
Yeah.
It's fucking you. It ain't Toby. And I'd come home from school and cut like full, like massive chunks of cheese.
Respect.
Like basically eating the block.
Like George Costanza.
Who's that?
In the Summer of George.
You don't know who George Costanza is? Hold on.
Whoa.
Hold on. You have no idea who that is?
Sounds like an opera singer.
You don't know who George Costanza is.
Is
he you know who Elaine
chef?
Bennis is?
Who?
Elaine Bennis.
Bennett?
Bennis.
Bennis.
Do you know who Elaine Bennis is? Do you know who Cosmo Kramer is?
Kramer.
Famous gardener.
Do you know who Jerry Seinfeld is?
It's a TV series.
Hmm. That you've never watched a single episode of.
Is that...
You don't know who the fuck George Costanza is? You've never seen Seinfeld?
I've never seen Seinfeld.
You've never seen it?
Never seen Seinfeld.
We're not that... You're fucking 29, aren't you? How old are you? You're almost fucking 30.
Hey!
You're basically...
Don't say that.
You're almost...
We've got your 30th this year.
Yeah, well,
a couple
let's
of
pretend
weeks.
It's my 29th.
Well, it'll come around quick. You'll be 34 before you know it. You've never seen Seinfeld? Was it not in New Zealand?
Oh, I was there.
Was it like horse and cart, no TV sort of fucking
what
situation
happened?
Over there?
It's like Amish country.
No, we
What's
just,
happened to our beautiful New Zealand?
Preferred good old-fashioned
chit-chat.
Not
the country we left.
Good old-fashioned chit-chat.
Chit-chat. You didn't chat. That's all you did was chit-chat.
That's fucked me up. Do you know how many times I've watched Seinfeld?
Yeah, they're all the four main characters.
I thought you were telling me like famous Australian like politicians going, oh, Lou's a fucking idiot.
George Costanza in the Summer of George, when his wife dies, eats blocks of cheese. That's what he's. That's how he defines the bachelor lifestyle.
George Costanza sounds like the guy from... Come a chameleon.
Boy George? Because what, he's called George? Yeah, he actually sounds like that former president of America as well.
George Bush, yeah. That's fucking disgusting. I'll watch an episode tonight. That's fucking disgusting.
Listen, I'm not as obsessed with Seinfeld as he is. I grew up watching it with
You know
my
what
family.
It is, though, Tom.
I know what it is.
Well, now I know.
Who's Bart Simpson?
It's not the same as
No, it's 100% the same.
Oh, it's 100%.
It's 100% the same. It is.
Are you serious?
We'd be like someone not knowing who Brian the dog
Bed,
is.
Bedwetter's Letter,
it's the most famous.
Surely.
It's the most famous sitcom of all time. It's like...
Yeah, it is.
Famouser than Friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys big Friends fans?
I loved Friends.
Not for me.
You didn't like anything, though. So, like, I don't know. Like, you
haven't been watching TV. You're sitting around on a trip.
Friends is great. Seinfeld was great.
Just eating biscuits.
Yeah, it's true. You're in the pantry.
Jesus. Pantry biscuits.
Now I'm starting to get a real insight into...
Well, listen, if they'd put a TV in the pantry, she'd know exactly who's fucking Jerry Seinfeld
was. Yeah. We should be able to quote every episode, word for word.
I'm going to watch it. I've actually had a lot of people say to me, you haven't seen Seinfeld.
That was the most hollow, I'm going to watch it of all time.
No.
You'll never watch it.
He's not the... No, who's the one who does the, like, the talk back?
Jerry Springer.
That's the one.
He's dead.
Also, he didn't have a sitcom.
He also just died, though, so it's kind of...
Did he?
Well, just recently. He was older.
How recent?
Last year.
Oh.
Maybe this year.
R.I.P.
All I can think of now is Jerry.
Dude, that was like... It's funny.
That's so dribbling.
I used to watch that show every day after school, and it's just kind of insane because it was the most absurd shit you've ever
Who's
seen.
Who's the other guy? Kyle?
Maury Povich?
Nah, the small kind of one who used to wear a tuxedo.
Rove.
Not Rove.
Rove McManus.
You know the one.
Kyle. Rove Live.
Kyle?
Ricky Lake.
Nah.
Kyle? Conan?
Nah. Small one.
Small?
Come on, Dior. What's his
I don't
name?
Know.
Come on, Small King.
Come on, Short
David
King.
David Letterman?
No.
David Letterman, not a Short
There's
King.
The Something
though.
Show, and they'd go on and be like,
That's
you
unfair
fucked,
to David Letterman.
You fucked my sister and had a baby.
That's Maury Povich. He's like, you are not the father.
Dr. Phil?
No.
Dr. Phil's
huge. Dude. He's like 6'8".
Not Dr. Phil.
Tobler?
Come on. You know the one.
Judge Judy.
Nah.
She was wearing a tux.
You know the guy?
Tiny, short, tuxedo hose. I think you're making this up.
Jeremy Kyle?
That's it. Jezza Kyle.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of Jeremy.
Is he English?
This is on par with Springfield.
I've never heard of Jeremy Kyle, I don't think.
Seinfeld.
Sportfield.
Yeah, I think he's British.
You reckon Jeremy Kyle is on par with Seinfeld?
No, I just said you guys not knowing who he is.
Is on par.
Oh, yes. I am standing by that.
I have heard of Jeremy Kyle, in fairness, but I couldn't tell you what he looks like.
He's short. He wears a tuxedo.
Yeah, come on. I just can't give it away. Pretty ordained
in a talk show.
Okay, we're playing Scattergories, my favourite game. Bedwitters, you know how it works. We've got a fucking list in front of us, and we get a letter that Dior will tell us, and we've got a minute, and then we read out our
answers. Just got a minute.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Okay. Oh, so you got to be quick.
Real fast.
Okay.
Like, it fucks
I don't think
brain.
I'm going to be able to get. I wouldn't be able to write 12 things in
Eddie
a minute.
Eddie can't write.
Oh, I usually only get about 6.
This is going to be illegible.
Yeah.
So everyone's on list 8.
Fucking oath it will.
Confirming, and we're flipping
on
to 7.
9. Tell us when to flip.
I've got list 7 here, Dave.
Don't fuck with us. We've already had to flip it once.
All right.
Okay. I can't. Okay, let's this go.
Letter. The letter is N. N for Nelly. And go, I guess. I was going to say start, but you can just start. Pens down, hands off keyboard, hands off mouse.
Hands up. Pressure's hands on. Whoa.
I've killed it.
Have you
killed it?
Well, yeah, I think I've killed it. Well, pretty good.
I've not killed it. I'm going okay.
Just confirming the letter was N.
The letter was N.
For some reason, I was like, fuck, I think I did the whole thing wrong letter.
I've done okay.
It's not my best.
I've got 10.
Oh, you've got 10. Well, that's way better than me.
But they're not all very good.
But don't they just have to be correct?
Well, it depends what you take as correct. Mine are all very questionable.
I've got 7. I think are all legit.
Alrighty. So, first thing up, letter N, things with balls.
I said Ned.
Correct. I'll give him that. He's got balls. Fuck.
And if you meet another Ned, probably got balls.
Yeah, fair.
Well, I dated a Ned and he had balls.
Did he have balls?
He had two
confirmed?
Balls.
Confirmed?
Yep.
Okay. He didn't tell you.
Yeah.
All right, no, let's play on.
Set of testes.
See, I was thinking sport.
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
Well, I said a newt.
Do newts have balls?
Yeah. Well, I assume they're a male newt.
Well, hold on, but like maybe they don't have balls. They're like salamanders and shit.
Slimy little fucks.
I've never seen a salamander's nuts.
Look it up, Dior. Do newts have balls?
You guys both went testicular. I went fucking like balls.
Dude, if I see balls, I'm thinking nutsack.
I know.
Fuck, why didn't I do that?
So it's one all? What do they have on newts?
It's 1-1 between...
Well, hold on. Do newts have testicles?
So, yes, not only do newts have testicles, but male newts are able to regenerate new testes even after reaching sexual maturity.
Okay. I knew that.
That's almost more right than 80.
That's 100% correct.
Yeah,
well,
I knew that.
1-1-0.
1-1-0. Next one, reasons to shop.
Nappies.
Narcotics.
Very good one.
Are those reasons to shop?
Yeah,
or are those just
I don't know that. That's I don't know that. Like, I mean, is it shopping? I guess it is technically.
Well, you're going to the shopping shops. On the dark web.
Yeah,
I think
If I'm going to go shop, at
you don't
fucking,
go. You don't, there's no
at
store.
Silk Road. Yes, there is. Silk Road was a store where narcotics.
There is.
There's still a Silk Road. Silk Road, like version 4.
Well, I had new job.
100%.
That's wrong. New job.
No,
but you've
got to
go shopping for your clothes.
Bullshit.
Because what? Nappies.
Are you telling me people haven't shopped for narcotics before?
No, okay. Pause Eddie's for a second here. What you don't think?
Okay, a reason to shop is
nappies,
you got a new job.
Fair.
So you need
I agree
to
with that.
Stuff.
You're telling me nappies isn't legit?
But that's a thing you buy.
It's a reason to go shopping. To shop. I need nappies.
The lines are blurred. Nappies.
Well, nappies is what the fuck your reason to shop. Why do you need to shop nappies?
The lines are very blurred.
I'd say Lou's Narcs is
right.
less likely.
Nah, Narcs is a point.
I think Lou's definitely
has to
right.
be.
I think nappies and Narcs are pretty much the same.
How
I think
the
Lou is
fuck
more
is
right.
nappies and Narcs
Because if
same
you run out of nappies, you run out of Narcs. That's like similar crises for people.
Well, so...
Well, this isn't. This
Why
doesn't
do
need
to
be a crisis. This could be looking for a great
You
price.
Also don't have to go shopping for a new job.
You might.
Well, you might also need to go shopping for nappies.
Yeah. Fuck it, everyone's right.
Yeah,
everyone
right,
gets
everyone
a point.
Right.
Everyone
Dave's
gets a
an
point.
Idiot.
Next one, things you mix up.
I missed that one.
Yeah, I missed that one.
I had needles.
That would be a disaster.
I used the wrong needle. I mixed it up.
Oh,
I
don't. Okay, your answers are
they've
very
all been very fucking
narcotics. Mixing up needles. What's going on at home?
Listen,
what's going on at home?
It's the first thing that came to my brain.
I think that's zero all the way around.
Okay, yep. We'll go zero all the way.
So you're telling me you couldn't mix up a needle? You're going, fuck, I used the wrong needle.
You could mix up fucking, you know.
Or you'll use a needle that wasn't sterilized. What are we talking about?
I'm sorry.
I used an old needle.
You could be sewing.
I mixed up an old needle.
Sure. Wrong
needle.
You could mix up newts though, right? You could, newts are all mixed up. Fuck, I picked the wrong newt. Like, what are we talking about?
Could you
mix something that's fucking
could you mix up a needle?
I'm a big one for pushing the answers because I like to
could
push
you mix
the
up
boundaries.
A needle, yes or no?
I think I'm with you, Eddie. I reckon I'm giving you a point for that.
Thank you.
Here we go. Judge deal.
All right, Eddie, 3 from 3.
It's something you definitely don't want to mix up.
Correct.
Next, people in uniforms.
Navy.
Nurse. Oh,
fuck. Missed that.
Navy's a
those
layup.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Very
nurse
good.
Is a layup too.
Yeah.
Number 5.
Kids 4 for 4.
Items you keep forever.
Knickknacks.
That's very good.
I said nails because they're just always around. Like you don't throw them out. They're just, like if you go to...
Is a nail an item?
If you go down into your fucking like at your back shed, there's nails that are just there forever.
I thought you mean like you chewed your nails and then you just
kids on a hot spat them. Kids, I mean, you do keep nails.
I got nose rings.
I guarantee you, every fucking garage in this country's got nails in it.
Yeah. I'll
people
give you
keep
that.
Them.
Nails is play on.
No, no one's arguing.
No
with
one's
you.
Arguing no. nails, buddy.
You need
you're
to calm
right.
down.
Yeah,
I'm I, got, I got nose rings.
No, I'm not
that's
it's
not.
Just might be a fetish. Someone might get their nose
no one
pierced.
Keeps it, no, no one keeps a nose ring their
disagree.
Whole life. No, they don't.
Because
you get over it and you realize you look like a freak.
You
no
might
offense.
Keep it in like a little drawer. You know how like when
now,
you're younger.
You realize it was a phase
no,
and that it doesn't look
when you're
look
younger,
good.
Your parents keep you a little tougher your hair. You could do that with a nose
or
ring.
Or your foreskin.
Green. Tick for me.
No. Okay.
Well done.
Tick.
No way.
Tick.
Number
tick.
Number 6. Hot places.
Narrow mine. Hot as shit.
It is.
Hot as
it's
shit.
Hot, dude. Narrowmine's hot as
hot
fuck,
as shit.
Dude.
Kid 6 from 6.
I got Nardi. Is it Nardi in Fiji?
Yeah, Nandi. That's Nandi. Good. I didn't even have one. Narrowmine, hot as fuck.
Where's Narrowmine?
West of Dubbo, half yeah. hour. Hot.
Hot, hot place.
Oh,
dude.
Fucking hell.
Like UV index
no,
7
hot
plus.
As shit, dude.
Like 40s, what up?
You like, know
what
you mean? Gotta have shoes on.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
hot.
Okay.
Oh, you
can't.
You hey,
can't be
summer?
Going to the movies with shoes
fuck
off.
No. No.
Too hot.
Too hot.
All right. Sounds.
Missed this one. Didn't get it.
Nay. Horse.
It's very good. I got aw.
How have you spelt that?
N-A-W.
Okay. Aw. Yeah.
The I think that's play on.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. That's Lou and it. Eddie, are you... I don't think you've not got a single one yet.
Looks
no,
like
I
one.
Didn't get that one.
Oh, you didn't get that one. Sorry, no. Tom got that one. Famous athletes.
Nathan Cleary.
Fuck.
I just, my mind went blank.
Yeah.
I think you said you wrote 10 down.
Yeah, I've picked it back up.
Oh, there's 12 of them. My bad.
Well, I got Nigel Thornberry.
not an athlete.
Not an athlete.
Well,
no,
he's
he
an
wasn't.
Adventurer.
No, he wasn't.
No,
he's
no,
an
no. There was, I used to watch that show and there was no evidence of him playing sport.
He did a lot of walking.
Nah. Listen, I respect Nigel Thornberry a lot and I really mean
Nigel
that,
Thornberry's one of the greats to ever do it.
Yeah. But he's not an athlete.
I'm not here knocking Nigel Thornberry.
Not,
no
not
way.
The walking doesn't classify.
His daughter was a little bit annoying, but like.
Eliza.
Nigel was a fucking.
Oh, fine.
He knew what was up. Sorry, bro.
All right, number 9, found in a grocery store.
Noodles.
I said nets.
N-E-T-S.
No, groceries.
How many grocery stores have nets?
They don't.
Can I tell you what?
The Dubbo store.
What do you get lemons in? Little bit of a net. What do you get fucking garlic in?
Wow.
Little bit of a net.
He's on.
Oh, he's back. Kid's back.
Very
kids
good.
Back. That's good. You can't argue with that.
I got nice apples.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
You there's a brand called Nice fuck Apples. Off. Fuck off.
Is there?
Yeah.
No.
Google it, Dior. There's nice apples and they are a brand.
I think she's right.
I think she's right too. I actually think she's right.
It's really annoying.
Yep. They're like a red one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck the
well, lawyer. Check it.
Go nice. To images.
Hang on.
Because you might have just like mind fucked me there and then convinced me that there is such things
no,
as
well,
nice
listen.
Apples.
Get Dave to check it. I don't know how Dave is on your show, but he's awful at Googling shit on our show.
Yeah, I give him a 70%.
Yeah.
But we're not much for accuracy on we.
No, neither are we.
Well, sometimes we need to be.
I can see those nice apples there.
I don't know. I'm
that's a pass.
No. Hold on.
Dior, don't fuck with me here.
Hold on.
Red Delicious, Fuji, Pink Lady, Modi.
No, they're Red called Red Delicious. Granny, you mind fuck me. There's no nice apples.
Nah. Piss off.
Piss off.
So short.
Piss off, you're out.
Nice apples, New Zealand.
Piss off, you're out.
One last
Where
Google.
Are you? Where are you?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, who, said there was, who said you had to be in a certain country?
No one did.
We did.
But listen, one Google is all you get.
Nah. No, that's not the rule.
Nah.
It didn't come up. It didn't come up straight away. They'd have their own website.
Yeah. Whatever.
Can't do it.
No. I hate this game.
What's up next? Kinds of candy.
Nerds.
Oh, ruled out because you both got the same each shit.
No, you're allowed to both say nerds.
No, that's
okay,
not the rules.
Okay, I've got pink nerds, you've got purple.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, then that starts with a P, not an N.
Well, I said nerds. There was never any rule made beforehand.
That's the rule of skateboarding.
You say it after we fucking both hit nerds.
Sorry that you don't know the rules.
But I have.
You're not allowed to get the same. It rules it out.
I've got nerds and then afterwards in brackets pink.
Liar.
Same. I got after it.
Turn it around.
I don't have anything. He's got pink. Mine's just nerds. So he's a pink.
We don't have liars on this show.
But fuck that. We both got nerds.
Wrong.
How the fuck does that mean you can't get the same? It's the dumbest thing ever. It's not like we colluded.
Listen. She's behind on the count, and she's trying to fucking reach.
Yeah, but I need these points, so I'm giving.
Yeah, well, you've lost one because you got the same.
That's nerds.
You got to think outside the square.
What'd you have?
Nothing, because I was under a time restraint.
Fuck you! I had nerds.
Well, you don't get the point.
Well, one of us does. Can we scissors paper rock? Who gets it?
Yes.
One, just one. Ed, scissors paper.
No, is it 1, 2, 3 or scissors paper?
Just one.
I can scissors paper rock.
You ready?
Scissors paper rock. Fuck!
You don't get the point.
You so mind fucking me? You threw the scissor out to fuck with my mind. Dude, the kid is outrageous. Kid's outrageous. And I saw the scissors and I go, he's fucked me, don't do it. He's double fucked me anyway.
Kid's good.
That's one of the great moves all time. One of the great moves all time.
All right.
This rosé is absolutely delicious.
Yeah,
rosé.
I know.
You
I
haven't
know.
Had enough of it. You should start.
Absolutely sick. Delicious. We don't need another Monday situation. What's your name again? Sorry.
Number 11, names for girls.
Nessie.
Nancy.
Nelly.
Nice. Jackpot. All around. And lastly, things you wear at night.
Missed it.
Nighty.
Nighty. It's got a scissors paper rock.
Fuck you. Hey.
Sorry, I'm a spatterer.
Wait, how do you do it?
Scissor, paper, rock.
Okay. No, that was it.
Done.
Fuck off, no. That wasn't it.
Done.
I was asking you how it worked.
No, you knew because you kept going.
No, because I go paper, scissors, rock.
Same thing, just
same
a different,
thing.
You're saying different
but
things.
But I was asking you how it's done.
All right, let's go again. Scissors, paper, rock. Fuck yeah, gotcha. Yes.
Fair.
All right, that's a point for Tom. That is it. I might need a second.
I had 9
maths. Tom got 1, 2, 3, shit, 4, 5, 6, 7 for Tom.
I got 8.
You got 8?
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
And I would have had 9, but nerds fucked me. So really, Eddie and I both win.
6 for Lou. What would you get, Eddie?
9.
Congrats,
I feel like
Eddie.
That would be a courtesy thing to come on my podcast and perhaps let me win.
Yeah, but like...
Let us win on your podcast.
I did let you win.
Oh.
Right.
So then that was courtesy.
I was being nice.
Yeah, but also I came on and just dominated, right?
Well, you had the same answers.
I throw out the fucking...
He fucked me up.
I will give you the nets was phenomenal.
Yeah. Give you nets? What are you talking about? There's nets everywhere in grocery stores.
It was
everywhere, but you certainly
in certain sections, there's nets everywhere.
You found the place where nets do exist in a grocery store.
In a certain section, in a grocery store?
You know where else you could have said it?
You could go the nets. You could say, oh, I'm in the net section. I go, yeah, I know where you are.
No, you wouldn't. But you could also... They're on the heads of the people that work behind the deli section.
Yeah, there's nets everywhere.
He's in the net section, guys.
Yeah, you don't say that.
Down.
You don't
if
say
you
that.
Go, if you got on the blower to Woolies and said, what's your budget for netting this year? It'd blow you away, the number.
Surely I think in that's the millions. Incorrect as well, because I think that it would be the producer of the good that pays for the nets rather than Woolies paying for the nets.
Potentially.
Well, you've only got lemons and garlic
and
nets.
People with
avocados,
like dandruff.
Sometimes.
Oranges.
Shit. Mandarins.
Yeah. Garlic.
Fuck.
Ginger.
People, but also, again, ginger. The workers, hair nets.
Yeah, yeah. People with dandruff.
Well, it's not about dandruff. That can get through a net. It's about people whose hair's falling out.
Nets.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, nits could possibly jump through the net as well. I don't know.
Mm.
You wouldn't share that.
There's something really emasculating about seeing a man in a beard net. Don't you reckon?
I think just hair nets and nets in general. Doesn't like.
Well, they've got to be clean.
I respect the necessity.
Yeah, you watch out what you say about the hair nets.
No,
please.
I'm just saying that it doesn't.
The hair net for me, I still reckon hair gets through the hair net.
It does, but it's more about going, we need to be seen to be doing something.
Mm.
We don't molt like dogs.
Sorry, you're not going to walk into your local Subway and get a meatball sub without a man having his hair in a
Are they netted up in Subway?
Oh, yeah. And they're gloved up.
They have to be gloved up. Got to be gloved. I had a pizza the other day and I pulled a fucking hair out of it and it rocked me.
You still eat it though?
Yeah, I did.
So, yeah.
Well, because it was already in my mouth. Like, what do you want me to do? I've already fucking had it.
Why is, I think Jerry Seinfeld, the bloke you don't know, raises this point. He's like, people kiss other people on the head, on the hair specifically. But one singular hair in food rocks us to our very core.
Well, who the fuck? I'm not kissing the guy at the fucking Subway on the hair.
If
though.
Ella's hair is in my food, I'm disgusted. I'm like, that is foul.
Really?
Fucking hell.
I'm not disgusted.
You're Subway over and you go.
But you're more likely to do that than eat their hair out of your food. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm more likely to kiss the head of the Subway server than to.
No, but like you'd be happier with that option, that outcome.
I don't know that I would.
You'd rather get their fucking hair in your mouth?
I'm saying.
No way.
I don't know. But I don't really.
The interaction of going, come here.
Yeah, I've got to kiss some Play random. On. No, dude, you're off your fucking head. You need some more rosé, mate. You're making porters.
I'm out.
Amazing. Oh, I'm out. Okay. It's time for red light, green light. Now, obviously. Oh, no.
We already did that.
Hotline. Sorry. Fuck, that rosé's clearly gone to my head.
I was like, oh, shit, they
now
do
I'm
two of these.
Usually the one listening here, and Jarch has done his prep, which he hasn't, but I also haven't done my prep here, good. So. Okay, here we go.
It's the Cape Crusader of South Australia here. Just a quick story for you. The other night, me and the boys, we were hitting the town. And we're looking for something to do. So my mate goes, oh, how about we hit up this club? So we get to this sketchy-looking club and, you know, things aren't looking too good. I'm just sussing out everyone and it's like, what's not getting any greener, cunt? Anyway, that's why you don't fucking put your carrots in the dishwasher. Let that lesson be learned.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so
he's
lost.
He's just full
no,
fucked
he's
with
just,
us.
No, he's just, that was he's a troll. Fucked he's fucked with us. He was coming to
was
fuck with us there, that whole thing.
I was like, wait, did I fucking miss something?
No, that was a man. that was a man fucking with us. That was a man fucking with us right there.
That was good.
I respect it because
like
it fucked
that.
With me.
Listen, he completely
got me good.
The road rage.
I can get into road rage.
Can you?
Are you a road rage kind of guy?
Yeah. Not bad, but I'll have moments and then I'll catch myself and be like, that wasn't great.
Have you ever pulled over?
No.
Pulled
no.
the fingers?
Like, I've flipped someone off.
I've flipped someone.
Fuck yeah. I pulled up next to someone who took my car park, which obviously it's not mine, but it felt like it was mine. And I was going down a road where it was like, all right, there's a U-turn at the end, like it's a dead-end street, so I was going down to turn around and take this park, and this guy was behind me, instead of following me, just gone, chucked a quick U-in, taking it.
Mm-mm.
Pulled up to him and going, you fucking dickhead, that's my way. He's going, fuck you. I'm like, fuck you. We're swearing at each other. Forget my fucking two-year-old daughter's in the back seat, and I'm calling him a cunt and all this, and she's like, what's that? And I'm like, oh,
don't use that word.
Since that's probably like that was like, you need to
check yourself.
You need to rein it in, Dad.
I'm more of like, I'll be driving along going, what the fuck was that? But like, would never say anything to anyone.
No.
Just more in me and Gianni's
That's
space.
My general energy now is more. Again,
I think everyone's got a little bit of that in them. But then there's like, there's
thing.
Obviously, there's levels though, because people get out.
That's intense. I've had people get out of the car for me, like at me, and I'm like.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
That's
really?
Like you've got issues. Over
oh, you've
here.
Had people get out. And
I was in
what
car
happened?
With my mum, my brother, and I was driving, and this guy, I can't remember what happened to make him get out of the car, but he's got out of the car. It was like a delivery driver, like a mail guy or some shit. And he got out and walked to my window, and he kept trying to open the door. And every time he opened the door, I was like beeping to try and like wig him out, like to scare him.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and go, I'm not opening the door, bro. Like, and then he just walked back into his car.
Was he trying to smash the fucking...
No, dude, he wasn't punching the windows. I feel like at that point, if they start trying to, like, fuck your car up, maybe you get out.
But that's... You see those on TikTok where someone's, like, bashing down the window.
Yeah, that'd be a lot.
That would be terrifying.
And I envisage I'd get the shit kicked out of me on the road.
The worst is what is when you see people like ramming their car into yours.
You said the other day.
They lose complete control.
You said the other day. The highway.
The motorbike rider, they rammed a motor. This guy bumped a motorbike rider off into oncoming traffic.
Holy shit. shit.
Yeah. Was he okay?
So they're all driving in the same direction and they're in like a 4-lane highway and this guy's bumped this motorbike into like a bunch of other cars. And I don't know if he got run over, but he certainly got hit by cars coming on. And like he didn't die, but he was all fucked up on the road.
That's so far. How do you get so angry that's your decision?
You really got to have a problem.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Well said, Lou.
Seriously.
Preach, sister.
Preach. Hey, what's this bed where I got to say?
Hello to you all, you sexy bastard. How are we? I just figured to say that it really boosts my self-confidence when Jarch and Lou play those games that are the trivia or the categories, because it just makes me feel like a fucking genius. Anyway, on that note, I've just got a bit of a red light, green light for Lou. Jarch, you can pitch it as well. So, red light, green light, Lou. When you go... So, anyway, just let me know.
So there's a bit of it.
Yeah, right.
There's a bit of this sort of... Is this the world you've created for yourself?
It's very good because I always say off speakerphone, pull over, 45 seconds max, no AirPods, phone to your ear.
This is Radio Lou coming
out. Oh, yeah. Here. He's fucked with me.
Yeah, he has. He's got...
I'm angry now. Yeah, I would potentially get out of my car.
Mm, you would.
I've got that much rage.
You'd punch the window.
I might.
You've got a bit of producer in you too.
Give me your best radio answer phone if you answer. If you're producing a radio show, you pick up the phone.
To be honest, I don't have a good answer because by the end of it, I'm like over it. Like I don't want to, especially when the call, like, yeah, what's up? All right, like just tell me everything that you know why you're calling. I just need I need all the information. And then it's like, hey, don't ask that. Like the main one was like, don't have your radio up so you can hear, you fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. But don't ask them how they are. And it sounds like rude, but if they're like going, hey, what's the funniest time you farted? And they're like, hey, how are you? And they're like, good, how are you? And they've got to say it like 1,000 fucking times. That was the thing that always pissed
me off. You're good.
Oh, very good. Got fired.
What was your answer,
boys? Redundant.
Mine was, what's the topic? Fitzy and Whipper. And then it would be whatever the topic was. Let's say it was Fitzy and Whipper. What's your pun? Yep. Okay, awesome. Hey, Karen, I'm going to pop you through now. Just hold fire. Now, make sure you pull over off speakerphone. And don't say hello to the guys. Just go straight in with your story. Okay, awesome, Karen. Thanks so much. Hold there. Won't be long.
Dude, that's so good. And what's your pun? Oh, I love it. That's great. No, dude, that's so funny. Just hold there. Funny hearing you speak, Karen, like that. It almost took me back to it. Got PTSD.
Oh, me too.
My math is correct. 6 episodes till the big 100. I reckon fucking you can't steal another rap for the 100th, the big 100th there.
That's
what do you reckon?
That's anyway, a fucking good idea.
Get onto it. Bye.
We'll have to let Jack Edward know.
That's a very good.
That's a very good. Now, will you be leading the rap this time, or do you still think that you're like backup?
I think I'm ready to be.
Front and centre?
Front and centre. Oh, I know Nerdy Bra off by heart now.
You can't do that again though, right?
No, but I'm saying I can rap.
Right, if you know the lyrics, you can give it some.
I can give it some.
I reckon a good sort of like halfway house would be if he wrote it and you had a verse.
Mm.
Correct.
So you know how it said featuring 8-year-old Lou last time?
Yep.
And you only said one word? Let's up that feat.
Yeah,
Do you write raps at all? Have you got any raps that, you know, like you sort of...
Look, I can't say I've sat around before and dabbled in the old rap writing, but I'm always looking forward to new hobbies, so...
What about if you were to write a verse about, like, the food you really like or the food you want to eat, you know what I mean?
I think
so
I could...
Like, the Whopper Showstopper, you know, like...
I could take myself back to 8-year-old Lou and really, you know...
Whopper
method
Bopper.
Acting, as some would say.
Yes.
Put my feet back into those 8-year-old ginormous shoes and shorts. And
were they big shoes?
Well, I assume my feet were bigger then now because they were probably swollen.
Like cankle sort of stuff.
Probably.
Wow, okay, interesting. More of like a Velcro shoe sort of.
Yeah, I wasn't good with laces.
Mm.
It was often
I'm
Velcros.
Not surprised by that.
No. Was there a time when you got better at it, or was that more just about like economy of movement? Like, let's get down and just whoosh.
Well, I always learnt with the bunny ears, know the...
I was going to say you strike me as a bunny ears.
I've never changed, Eddie.
You're a bunny ears guy.
I'm still a bunny ears
guy. You're not a looper.
No, I don't know how to loop.
Well, you just loop and then you swoop.
I just...
You're bunny and then you loop.
It's a bunny with one ear.
I'm just a bunny girl.
Two-eared bunny.
I probably won't change.
Mm. I never found that you could get enough tweetness with the two bunnies.
Agreed.
You're right. I've got a double bun. twice.
Yeah, but you're double boned, but you've still lost the original tightness
of the
initial knot.
Of the initial knot. Because you're just knotty on top of a knot that's already loose.
You're quite dead right.
The foundations aren't where they should be.
The foundations are very poor.
You haven't drilled deep enough.
I might need to learn the loop.
Yeah. We can teach you afterwards.
Think there would be
in the green room.
Really you kind. Keep up the wrapping.
Well, you can do up my shoelaces if you want. That we would practice be on my dirty beautiful. Old shoes.
Chat. Yeah, come
I would
on.
Love that. Okay, let's do one more from the bedwetters.
I am noticing a distinct lack of laces on her shoes.
There's zero laces. This looks like a lady who can't do up shoelaces. I actually haven't ever seen it. You know what
it
is?
It looks like a girl who knows the only thing she's got in the back pocket is two bunny ears, and she knows that it doesn't allow for tautness.
Well, it's not up to the rigors of keeping your shoes on if you're trying to get.
You couldn't run a marathon if you were just a bunny ear operator. No,
you couldn't.
There's no way.
I need to get someone to tie my shoes.
Do you
want to
run a marathon?
Nope.
Why not?
Not for me.
I reckon it is.
I reckon.
I tried to do a half marathon one time.
I reckon you want to be a goer next year.
Yeah, do you want to join our marathon crew next
year? Are you guys going to do it?
We've already run one.
Well, if you do it, I'll do it.
Okay.
We might.
Hold on. If she says, if that gets her in, I'm not saying I'll do it, but if that's the threshold to get you in.
Look,
Dave's doing it.
I'll say yes now to a half.
No. Has to be full.
Full.
We don't fuck
42
with halves.
42 Ks.
And we don't fuck more. With halves. They're weak.
When's the Mazza?
September next year, I think.
The big Maz, 1 year away.
I can do the big Maz then.
You could do a big Maz.
Yeah. My only problem is I'll probably indulge in a few weeks in Europe, July.
That's all right. Plenty of time for
you
a
got
big
time.
Maz.
If you're
That'll
back,
diminish the training from the Maz.
Yeah, it will. But you know what? If you do enough training pre-July,
yep.
You'll come back and be able to Maz yourself silly.
Yeah, you'll be able to just go for one of the great Mazzes.
Yeah.
I'm in for the giant Maz.
Actually, great.
Perfect. But Dave's having...
Dave's doing a Maz.
Dave's doing a big Maz?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been practicing. I might actually go for some Maz prep this afternoon.
He preps most days.
How far?
Oh, not very far as well. Like two or three loops around the park, which I don't know how long it is.
We don't know what park he runs in.
I've told you what park. I just don't know how long.
We aren't sure whether that just means he rips bongs and then goes and like thinks he's going.
Yeah, by loops. Is it looping up to the back shed and back?
Yeah. Loops around the backyard.
Hell of a loop, buddy.
What do you... What sort of container are you putting your bong in?
No, I've got it's a glassy.
Oh, you're not in a drink bottle?
Not anymore. No. Not in a Gatorade anymore.
Not since he's gone full time. You know, he's now over to fucking.
He's a glassy man.
Yeah. He can afford a glassy.
The finer things.
Yeah. The Gatorade is still sitting in the shed just as backup.
Yeah. Oh, you need a backup. In case you drop it.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Okay, one last one.
Hi, Lou and Jart. Calling from my boarding house where I've just written the hotline number on a wall, so you guys will get many calls from random people if you don't know. Just letting you know, I hate Walker. Pete Pippin.
Wow.
I wish Jart was there for
that. Yeah, that's an unfortunate one.
That was a ripper.
Yeah, that was. That was good.
Well, I'm not encouraging graffiti, but I don't mind that she's written it on the board.
I respect it.
That's good. That's promotion.
It's very good. And I hope she wrote Jart
is Walker, but I know, like, is he Glenn Innes or Walker?
No, he's Walker.
So he is Walker.
He's like 5 minutes outside of Walker. He's Walker.
Outside of Walker?
Glenn Innes.
Mate, you can get from his place to the pub in Walker in like 3 minutes.
Right, but you could still be 5 minutes from the Walker pub and not be in Walker. I'm just trying to work out.
So he's a townie.
He's from Walker.
He's a townie.
He's from Walker.
So he's not even a
farmer. Glenn Innes is like at least an hour or two away.
Oh, is it that far?
Yeah.
Glenn Innes
that's where the
Listons
are from.
Yeah, I thought that's what they're all fucking lived together. All like went to the same school and shit.
It's a suburb in New Zealand, Glenn Innes.
Is it really?
Glenn Innes is a fucking shithole.
Hey,
if you want to talk shitholes.
You watch what you say about Glenn Innes.
No, he's talking about the Australian.
I'm sticking up for
it. Well, so you should. No disrespect to Glenn Innes.
People would say the same about Dubbo.
They do. Yeah, I'm like, fair enough. That's fine. But you've got to be able to call a shithole. It doesn't mean it's not a great place.
That's true, actually. You've got to be able to love where you're from.
You've got
to
be able to love where you're from.
North. I know it's a dump, but I love a
There you
dump.
Go. You know what
you
I'm talking about now.
You love a dump.
You love a dump. So do I.
I love a dump.
Tom's a big dumper.
You're a big dumper?
I love a dump.
Huge dumper.
Bigger dumper
Looking forward
than you are
to Mazzle. The giant Maz.
Dumps and Mazzes.
You don't mind a Maz either.
I do them all.
Don't mind watching one either.
I'm a man for every occasion.
It's been great having you guys on.
It's been wonderful.
It's been fun.
We've touched on a lot of things.
We have.
My favourite was probably the poo train.
Well, we got on there.
I'm glad we hopped off.
Listen, you get on there, you get you can't while the game's good, and then you get off.
You don't want to be on there forever.
You don't want to be the poo guy.
No.
Or girl.
Or, yeah. Hey.
Poo gal.
Poo gal.
The poo person. Gals.
Yeah, we're off that.
You got to finish your rosé though before.
I'm not gonna.
You got to finish it off. Scarlet.
Scarlet.
Scarlet. Lou, it's on sale.
Here's to Lulu. She's true blue. She's a piss spot through and through. Oh, that's light work. That's light work for an old pro.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Good on
ya.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining me. Go on, plug where to buy the rosé.
Huh?
Plug where to buy the. By the rosé.
Oh, have we not done that yet?
HelloSport.shop. I forgot to do that, actually.
HelloSport.shop.
And speaking of, we've got some, not HelloSport, We Mean Well merch coming very soon.
You do. What month are we in? October? Perfect.
It's in October.
This month.
Let's call it 2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks.
Let's call it in October.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely in October. We Mean Well merch. Ooh. You'll see it very soon.
It's very good stuff.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is.
We love it.
It's elite. Best in class sort of stuff.
Well, I'll wear it when I'm doing the giant Maz.
You'd fucking hope so.
I'd bet.
But you will have already sold it by then. But listen, maybe you could do a little pre-sale Maz.
You could film. You could slip back into it.
You could exactly. Absolutely. You could film a pre. You could film a pre-sale Maz like.
Get easy. That'd get people over. I reckon that'd get people pretty pumped up.
Would it?
Yeah. Well, listen.
Whatever you're into.
Well, if you're talking about selling merch, maybe a big Maz is just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, looking forward to that giant marathon.
Yes. Yes, marathon.
That's you know what I'm talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
If someone ran a marathon and said, buy my merch, I'd buy it. Mm. That's what I meant.
Well, that'll be me.
I hope so.
Marathon girl.
Mm. Okay, all the best.
Mazgirl.
Mazgirl.
Okay.
Mazgirl. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks so bye much bye. For joining me. Bye ciao, bye ciao.
Ciao.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.